Right, Dunk, we're back.
We're back. We've hydrated, we've refreshed, we've come back. It's a week's been and gone since the last episode came out.
Duncan has lubed his throat with Joe's mum.
Yep. I mean, she's the throat goat, so if anybody knows anything about lubing, it's her.
The funny thing is, he opened this all up. Like, I don't think I started this. He opened this up. Dunk, there's a theme for like the past few podcasts.
The past, okay. So I like this. We get like a 3-weekly theme.
Yeah.
Tri-weekly.
That's it. And this is. What's the theme, Dunk? What do you think the theme is for this?
I think the theme is Harry Potter.
No.
No, is it not?
Just because you're in love with Harry Potter right now, you're a bit late to the party, Dunk.
Well, are we about to talk Quidditch? Is that?
Yeah, who's gonna win Quidditch this year?
Some American team. Have you seen that they tried to play Quidditch? It's absolutely bonkers.
No, I haven't seen. How
there's a guy who runs around with a golden stocking, and there's like a baseball or something in the bottom of it, and he's the snitch, and he just appears at some random interval during the game.
People need to do better things with their life, all right? We don't have much time on this earth. Live your life accordingly. Don't do dumb shit.
Yeah, don't do dumb shit. And also, if you're American, stop appropriating British culture. You're not ever going to Hogwarts. It's in Scotland, you fucking idiot. You can't get on the train at platform 9 3/4 because you don't have a working train system.
All right, Dunk.
Sorry, American listeners, but, you know, it had to be said.
I mean, we're just dropping listeners as we go now. Dunk's just insulting everyone each episode.
Adam Driver for fucking Severus Snape. No, he's American. He should not be Snape. I'm sorry.
Right, Dunk.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Saudi Pro League and why is it trying to take over football?
Well, I think it's failing.
It looks like it, doesn't it? But is that true? Because there's also been, for example, Robbie Fowler has said that that's not true, and that the footage they put out for Steven Gerrard's one, which where there was like barely any fans there, isn't actually how it is every week, and that there are games that are sold out and popular. So I don't know. I mean, Robbie Fowler could be chatting shit, bruv.
I think Robbie Fowler's on the Saudi paywall. Every single time you say something nice and pleasant, the Saudi prince is going to send you a new, I don't know, Bugatti or something.
Why are they taking, like, what is their, why do they want to become the biggest football league in the world? And why are they trying to rush it? Because obviously these things take time. Like the Premier League took time. All these leagues kind of, they take a long time to build up. But Saudi Arabia, like, we're going to pump loads of money into this because we can. And we're going to take, you know, a lot of the old best players, or a lot of players that, like your Cristiano Ronaldo, but then also some players who are still in their prime. And we're going to attract them with all this lovely money. Try and kind of promote it when possibly the culture doesn't want football there, if that makes sense.
I think the big issue with these countries, and this is just in general, because it's not just football. So the fact that Saudi Arabia have brought F1 to Saudi in the past 5 years, Abu Dhabi in the past 15 as well. These are new developing countries. They've got a lot of money because of oil.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of corrupt people looking to spend that money to bring investment. And whereas things like European football leagues, for example, they've taken so long to establish. I don't think Saudi Arabia is going to wait until 2050 to see a return on investment in sport like that.
Yeah, I agree.
So because they've got such great wealth, it just makes sense for them to throw money at everything. And it makes it a bit of a hollow experience as a result. But you're seeing, I'd be interested to see the stats, but I think a lot of the players that left the Premier League in the summer to go over to Saudi Arabia have had a terrible time of it. In terms of like the quality of their playing. Like Firmino, I think, has had one goal in 12 games in Saudi Arabia. Jordan Henderson, who cast himself in an incredible amount of shame by joining the Saudi League and turning his back on principles, has been out there for 6 months and hates it enough that he's now potentially going to Ajax.
It's done. He's gone to Ajax.
He's done the deal.
He's left.
He's done his 6 months. I mean, by the time this podcast comes out, the transfer market will be over, but there's not been as big a buzz around lots of players going over to Saudi in January as there was back in the summer.
Well, Jordan Henderson kind of went over, and it was a big statement, as in, like, here's this... Because obviously he's won things with Liverpool... He's been great for England. Yes, he is old now. Yes, he is starting to kind of lose that massive kind of skill and was losing his place in the Liverpool team. But he is still actually only 32 and he probably still is in his prime to a certain extent for another season. And he went over too soon for the money, like you said. And obviously being before a big spokesman for the LGBTQ community and then... just kind of completely turning his back on it by going against his principles and going over there for what is literally a cash grab. And I
don't think you could ever, because the argument's always, oh, well, he's a footballer, he shouldn't be politically, he shouldn't be engaged in the, what would be the consequence of these decisions. And it's like, well, no, he's a footballer getting paid an exceedingly large amount of money. He's been vocal about certain things like LGBTQ plus in the past. So for him to suddenly turn his back on all of those morals and say, yeah, I need some cash. He could easily have been a player like James Milner. He could have gone to Southampton and done a good job there. He could have gone to, even gone to Brighton like James Milner has done. He could have bounced around in the Premier League for another 3 years or gone to a championship side and bought them up. The fact that he... was drawn to such a corrupt and morally corrupt system because of money. And it's bitten him on the arse. He's been there for 6 months.
Was it
a five-year deal?
It has bitten him in the arse because his reputation has gone massively down because of it, and the Saudi Pro League's reputation has gone massively down because of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, a lot of the argument for him, or a lot of his supporters, when he took the decision to go over there, a lot of his supporters were saying, oh yeah, but he's going to try and change it from within.
No, he's not.
He spent 6 months there. Did he wear a trans badge or support colours of various different minority groups? No, he didn't. He just went over there.
Played football.
Played underneath his mate.
Yeah.
Who's just extended his contract, which is unbelievable. Steven Gerrard is the highest paid manager in the world.
That's insane. That's actually insane.
Yeah. A guy who managed to get Rangers their first title in 10 years.
Yep.
Brilliant. And then bombed fucking Aston Villa.
Who are now, what, second, third in the league?
Third in the league under Unai Emery, who had the second... No, it was the highest points total, I think, of last year.
With pretty much the same squad.
Calendar year. With pretty much the same squad.
Yeah.
So this guy has now gone to Saudi Arabia again, turning his back on any morals or any... just decency as a proper human who cares about other humans. To become the highest paid manager in the world. It's insane. It is utterly insane. But the reason for it is it makes it a more interesting place to do business with. If they've got these high value sports going on, they're going to have buildings or buildings within cities or towns with beautiful picturesque mansions and stuff. And suddenly the country as a whole looks wealthier. And if you've got more Western faces over there, it looks a bit friendlier to do business with America, to do business with ourselves, other than the arms trade deals that we're doing already. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, it, it I think it's the political power of football is where we're at. The fact that there was a World Cup in Qatar is insane.
Yeah, that's exactly
And the fact that people died building the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And the abuse that went around it. And it was widely glossed over. And then you've got people like fucking David Beckham being paid to be, you know, the FIFA ambassador. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't this great? And you end up losing a lot of respect for the people that maybe once upon a time, it would be like Marcus Rashford in this country is still getting a lot of praise for what he did with the school meals in Manchester.
Yeah.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
But it would be like him turning around and suddenly opening up an orphanage in which they then use the children of the orphanage for child labour.
Yep. Or a clothing brand where they used a sweatshop with loads of kids running it and making it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be better. Footballers, just be better. It is your place to stand up when there's injustices and say, look, this ain't right. You've got as much right as anybody else to say, nah, maybe I shouldn't take the big paycheck on this one. Maybe I should actually maintain my reputation.
Maybe, though, this whole Henderson thing could be beneficial, because maybe this could be the tipping point where all these players all of a sudden go, actually, fuck that. Like, look at Jordan Henderson. He went over there, didn't work, bombed, bad reputation. You know, it didn't work for him. Nah, I'm going to stay in the Premier League, or, you know, La Liga or Serie A, wherever it is.
I think it's becoming a bit of a kiss of death to people's careers. You know, Sadio Mane, great player, went to Bayern. He did all right. He didn't set the world on fire, but he could probably have done a job in the Premier League in this country, or he could have gone to somewhere like Atletico and done a job there. Nobody even talks about him now.
No, they don't actually.
People barely talk about Cristiano Ronaldo. Sure, they did for the first 6 months he was in the Saudi League. But then after the summer, when all of the other big-name players went over there, no one talks about it.
It's, I mean, you know, they should be smart like Messi and just go to America. Like, if you want to retire, the MLS has always been the retirement league. Like, that is where you go, where it's almost like an exhibition, where you get old players kind of playing for teams, bringing in an audience, building up kind of the American kind of popularity of it. It's more of a celeb fest. And like Messi, you know, it's only making him richer. Like in a good way, like where, you know, he's not going to a country that's got some very, very, how do I say it, Dunk, delicately?
Questionable political standings.
There you go. You said it perfectly there. Absolutely.
I mean, although America does, because, you know, there's lots of shootings in schools. America, do better. Come on.
Sure.
Stop selling AR-15s at Walmart and start maybe having a bit of control over who's buying guns.
You know what? If I had one person, right, who had to run the whole world, the country or whatever, it would be you, Dunk. I think you'd be the best person for it, mate.
I think I'd need some advisors, but I could do a job. I can do a job.
So I think if you ever sat down with my dad and Joe's dad, you'd have you would possibly kill them both. Just yeah, differing policies.
So it's give it 20 years and all of those people, or longer. I don't want to wish that anybody's loved ones would be dead, but
I'm sorry. The old order is dying out. My father and Joe's father to die. Is that what just happened?
No. I'm saying that naturally, the slightly more ignorant thinking population in the world is going to be dying out, and hopefully those who are coming in are going to be a little bit more level-headed when it comes to humanity and looking after one's fellow person.
I hope so. It's a shit show. I mean, it worried me at the start of the season during transfer market, when it was like all these players were going for ridiculous monies and ridiculous wages. And I did think, shit, we're going to start having a mass exodus, because football is a bit, you know, it's a money driven fucking thing. It is. And I just suddenly saw all these rich players deciding they want to be even more rich and going over there and thinking, fuck, the Premier League, you know, we're going to lose the quality of kind of players. The best players in the world are going to start going over to there because that's where the money's at. But I am hoping that the integrity of the sport is kind of like still there and the morals are still an issue for some decent human beings, and that it won't kind of grow. And I think, yeah, I think Henderson's been a good example of that. I have to say, though, I read some shocking news about Henderson today in Ajax, right? So he's joined Ajax, and Ajax, historical-wise, they're a big team. They're a big team with a big reputation across Europe. I think they're kind of like everyone's favourite team that isn't from their nation. Like, everyone's got a soft spot for Ajax. And they've had some of the best players in the world play for them. They've had Mark Overmars, Dennis Bergkamp, Patrick Kluivert, Edgar Davids, Frank de Boer. Like, I think Snyder was there.
Daley Blind.
They've had...
Blind at Ajax.
Wasn't Cruyff Ajax as well? One of the greatest footballers ever? Like, they've had some amazing footballers. And today, Dunk, when I saw that Henderson had gone there, I was quite surprised. I was like, "How Ajax, they've signed, they want Henderson. Like, I feel like they can do better than Henderson, personally." And then when I read that Henderson shirt sales on this day are the highest shirt selling sales that club has ever had, I'm lost. How the fuck has that happened, Dunk? It's Jordan Henderson. He ain't that good.
Is this coming back to the stability argument that we were having last week when we were talking about women's football? Because Ajax have become, much like Brighton, a bit of a team that's fantastic for scouting.
Yes, they are.
And then the player inevitably has sort of like a good 2.5 years in the sun and then goes for big money to, a Galactico club, one of the super leagues. And... Jordan Henderson's obviously, that may very well be his retirement plan. So you can, if you buy a Henderson shirt, you're going to get 3 seasons or 4 seasons out of it. But if you buy somebody else's shirt, you're not necessarily going to get the mileage. You can't justify that 90 quid that Nike are charging. Although I think it's Adidas do Ajax shirts.
I think you're right. Ajax have fallen, though. Like, they were giants, and this season they've had a terrible season. Terrible, terrible season. They're starting to pull it back together now. So, probably a few signings in January to try and salvage what has been probably one of the worst seasons they've ever had. It's definitely, I think, their worst start ever. It's kind of, I don't know. I wonder, like, there was lots of talks about Mo Salah, wasn't there, going over to Saudi. And I wonder if that's still going to happen, whether that might be something that happens this summer.
Depends on how bad his injury is at the moment.
I mean, he's still one of the best players in the world, Mo Salah. So it would be.
He's got injured at the African Cup of Nations, mate.
Yeah, I'd seen that. I don't know how serious the injury is.
And everyone was saying he had to win the African Cup of Nations in order to be regarded for the Ballon d'Or.
I mean,
I think is insane.
It is insane. And he's not going to get the Ballon d'Or for that reason. But
how's Son doing in out in the Asia?
They won their first game. They've got their second game tomorrow. So I hope that they continue to win. I think they're probably the favourites. And I hope that, yeah, I want Jurgen Klinsmann, who's the manager, to win a cup. I think that's exciting. I love following South Korea because it's like Son, the captain of Tottenham, and Klinsmann, the biggest legend of Tottenham. So it's quite an interesting mix. And it's fun to watch. There was something else I was going to say and I lost my train of thought. Fuck. Salah, Klinsmann.
No. Will Salah go to Saudi? No, I don't think he will. I think Salah's probably going to spend another season at Liverpool and then retire somewhere in Italy.
Oh, Italy or Germany? German league's quite a good league to retire.
Yeah, Harry Kane.
That was the point I was going to make. So that's ridiculous, right? That they're saying Salah needs to win that to win the Ballon d'Or, right? But Haaland, who is Norwegian? I'm right, Norwegian. Who don't even qualify for the big tournaments, he'll get a Ballon d'Or.
He's Danish, I think.
Is he Danish? No, he's Norwegian, bruv. He's Norwegian. Denmark is Haaland. Freiburg.
Yeah, he's Norwegian. Sorry. Their flags are very confusing,
mate. They are. That's 20 minutes.